Hi everyone, this is Nathan McMillan for youthmen.com, and today we are up in Brisbane going for a drive with the one and only Ben Higgins. Say hi.
Hey everybody, how you doing?
Ben is serving at Life Church in Brisbane, but Ben, you've worn a few hats over the years, so why don't you just chat to us real quick about what you're doing now, maybe a bit about your journey, your family. Give us the overview.
Yeah, cool. Well, I guess to give some context, I'm 31 years old, married. I've been married for close to 10 years now. My wife and I, Emily, we've got three beautiful kids. Israel, who's 4, Sophie, who's 2, and Audrey, who's 1. So life is well and truly a party.
I can imagine.
At our house, which is cool. My wife is amazing. And look, we're loving life, man. We've been involved in ministry now for over 12 years. And
wow.
I came on staff at our church, at Life Church, in 2005 as a 19-year-old. Very little life experience. And my senior pastor graciously and incredibly saw something in me that I really didn't see in myself. It's been a wild journey. And yeah, as you mentioned, over the years, we've worn a number of different hats. I started off in youth as the associate or the assistant youth pastor at the time. And the following year took that on full time.
Wow.
And that very quickly grew from that to, as the youth ministry grew, to then sort of starting or helping take on the young adults ministry and the bus ministry in our church. We had at that point like quite a big bus ministry we ran on Sundays and Friday nights, and it kind of just grew from there. So my role now is an associate pastor in our church and overseeing youth, young adults, creative, and some of our Sunday and I guess wider church marketing and community engagement stuff.
So it's quite a big bracket there in church life.
Yeah, it is. It's lots of fun. And I think, you know, there's times where you're trying to work out, or I guess there's times where there's certain seasons you have to focus on one department maybe more than others. And like just recently, we've actually transitioned the leadership of both our youth and young adults ministry to new leaders.
Wow, yeah.
And so, you know, in this last season, those two departments in particular have taken, I guess, in some ways more of my focus. But look, really, we're loving life. Church is so healthy. We're seeing people saved, discipled, and yeah, God's been really, really good.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. So you're saying it's quite a wide bracket. So how do you go managing some of the tensions, probably the best word, some of the tensions of multiple departments within church life?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think there's actually a privilege to being involved in more than one department, because you start to see church life as a whole.
Mm.
And rather than being in just one space, which it's great to be in a space where you can really focus on something, but I think, it is, you got to look at it as a privilege, and there are tensions. The reality is, even if you're in ministry and you are serving in one department, you've still got other areas of your life where you've got to bring leadership to, maybe family, finances, your health, a whole lot of things. So I think the challenges in leading one or multiple departments can be in just trying to get your head around different headspaces.
Yeah, so, for sure.
And sometimes what has worked, I guess what I found is what has worked in one area of church life doesn't necessarily translate to other areas of church life. So it's really about seeking God and working it through with your senior leaders in terms of what you're wanting to see happen in each area, rather than just assuming you kind of can transfer what you've done in one place to another place. There are some things that are transferable, but then there's other things that aren't.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think there's some of the, and the other, probably one of the other tensions is just your capacity to work with different people in different contexts. For example, you know, working in youth ministry and leading leaders in youth ministry is in many ways different to, you know, working with leaders and team in maybe a worship and creative arts context. So I think there's some of the tensions. But I think, again, it's a lot of things, we overcomplicate things. So I've just found having clear like direction from God and from senior leadership around what you're actually wanting to achieve in each department, and then setting some clear goals and strategy around how you're going to get there. And at the end of the day, it's all about just building team and empowering leaders.
Definitely.
Identifying, developing, and empowering leaders. And so if you identify, develop, and empower leaders wherever you are, I think what you're putting your hand to is going to grow because you're actually releasing people into their,
yeah, it's
their
great.
Destiny and their call. So
that's awesome. So you are as well one of the key leaders at Youth Alive in Queensland.
Yeah.
And so that means you're serving one visionary leader in church life,
yep,
and another visionary leader for Youth Alive under Pastor Cam and Renee. How do you do that? Yeah, many people think that, you know, how do you serve two visions? But how do you personally come undercover or in under two visionary leaders?
Yeah, that's cool. We actually see ourselves as really, really blessed in this regard. Like, we have so much respect for both Pastor Jeff and Lee and Cameron and Renee. Like, our senior pastors, Jeff and Lee Blight, are just amazing, and really like our spiritual parents, and have had such a profound impact, not just on our leadership, but on Emily and I as a couple, and on our family. And so I actually see it as a great privilege in that, you know, if we'd only been involved in church life, we would have been under Pastor Jeff and Lee, which is just amazing. But being involved in Youth Alive has given us the opportunity to serve as another couple as well. And we've learned things from Cam and Renee that, you know, that we hadn't probably learned in some ways in our own local church context. So I think, you know, Jesus said serving is greatness.
Mm.
And I think one of the most powerful things we can do as Christians and as believers is to serve.
Mm.
And not just serve our own agenda, but serve someone else's vision, serve someone else's heart, and learn to serve them and outwork what's on their heart. And I think in the process of doing that, we actually become more rounded. Our character is developed, our gifts and talents are developed, and yeah, we've just found it a real privilege to serve in those two different contexts. And you know, people often ask me, what are the clashes there? And honestly, there's actually no clashes. I think if you develop great relationships with the people that you are serving and your leaders, that's such a key, because your team or your church or your organization will only move at the level that trust is developed.
Yeah.
And so building those relationships develops trust, which enables you to move forward in your leadership and what you're doing. So
it's cool.
Yeah, I just say build relationship. You know, be honest about where you're at, you know, be honest about what your struggles are, and you know, take time out to actually develop that relationship rather than it just being a functional relationship. Actually make it a dynamic,
yeah,
you know, where you care about your leaders, you're praying for your leaders, you're loving your leaders. And I think that's what, you know, Emily and I have really loved about serving Pastor Jeff and Lee and Pastor Cam and Renee.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
And you've been talking about serving their visions.
Yeah.
Now, we all have those dreams and visions ourselves. So, talking to young leaders, talking to youth pastors around the place, how do we step into those visions that we have for our lives within the context of our local churches or wherever we are, even when we may not be in the chair?
Yeah. Yeah, good question. One thing I heard a number of years ago was, when it comes to the vision of your church or whoever you're serving, is not to just look at it as serving their vision, but actually looking at, understand the power of making it your own vision. And at the same time, I think the tension is we do carry dreams and desires and things that God begins to draw out of us. And I think really, I actually believe God draws those visions and dreams out as we serve someone else.
Yeah.
And Emily and I have, you know, we love our church and love the vision of our church. And over time, that vision, like, that really started in the heart of Pastor Jeff and Lee, has actually become our vision. Like, you know.
Wow.
And so, but in that same context, then we've started to discover things about ourselves that, you know, and think God gifts and God calls and on our life that we wouldn't actually have discovered if we hadn't been, you know, putting our hand toward that vision and serving. And
yeah,
I just love the story of Joseph. It's so powerful because Joseph starts out with a dream, and the dream is all about him. He goes to his brothers and he's excited and, hey, you guys are going to bow down to me. But by the end of Joseph's leadership journey, he got to this point where he realizes that actually the vision that God had placed on his life wasn't even about him. It was all about others.
Yeah, it's great.
And he says, you know, right at the end, he's like, hey, God sent me ahead of you for the saving of many lives. And that the context of that is, servants were sent ahead. And when Joseph, when Joseph, you know, first got that dream, he's like, this is all about me. But by the end, it was all about others. And he actually learnt that in the context of serving in his father's house, in Potiphar's house, and then in under Pharaoh. And I just think in those different contexts where he's serving, whether that's in your workplace, whether that's in your family, if you're a teenager at home or a young adult at home, in the context of your church, like there's different areas where we're actually called to serve those that are in authority above us.
Yeah.
And I actually think as we submit to authority and keep our hearts sweet and remain teachable, God actually develops in that context and begins to build on the dream that's on our heart. But if we don't do that, if we refuse to be teachable and refuse to keep our hearts sweet, then I think we actually short-circuit the ability for God to develop the dream that's on our life.
Yeah.
So I'd actually say the only way to step into the God call on your life is actually to serve somebody else. And to learn what it is to serve and lay down your life and lay down what's on your heart to serve what's on somebody else's heart. And I believe that as we do that, we actually discover what we were called to do in the first place.
Wow, so. That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, that's all we've got for today, but I hope you got some nuggets out of that one. I know I did. Ben, great to have you.
Thanks for having me, man.
And awesome. Until next time, guys, be blessed. Chat soon.